Almighty God, under whose providence we hold responsibility for this city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. I will now formally acknowledge a country. I respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Whadjuk Noongar people of Western Australia, and pay my respects to their elders past and present. It's a privilege to be standing on Whadjuk Noongar company. I therefore now declare the meeting open. And do I have any apologies?
None received, Chair.
Thank you. Question time now is for the public. Are there any questions?
Received none on notice, Chair. However, you may wish to invite the meeting question from the floor.
Does anyone wish to ask a question at this time? If not, thank you. Now, refer to disclosure of members' interests. Do any commissioners or employees wish to disclose an interest and its nature in any item declared within the agenda?
None received, Chair.
Thank you. Now move to, are there any matters for which the meeting may be closed?
No, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Now move to the agenda proper, which is item 7.1, adoption of the City of Perth Annual Budget 2018-19 financial year. Do I have a motion before the Chair, please?
I have a motion, item 7.1, that the Council approves by an absolute majority as outlined in the recommendation. I hereby move.
Happy to second, Chair. So I'm clear, you're moving items 1 to
13.
I also understand there will be a supplementary motion to adding to this 1 to 13, is that correct?
Correct.
Just so that we're aware of that. So we have a move, Commissioner McNath, for items 1 to 13 as set out in the agenda and seconded by Commissioner Hammond. There's no dissent. I declare that motion endorsed. I now ask for the supplementary or motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to move a further motion that in adopting the 2018-2019 budget, it is to be noted that no organisational structural changes or newly created staff positions, unless fixed-term contracts, maximum term 12 months, are to be instigated or implemented without the endorsement of the Commissioners. B, no capital expenditure, including the commencement of procurement process, for projects above $1 million is to be instigated unless a risk management plan, business case and supporting financial capacity demonstration is submitted to and improved by the councillors. And these conditions...
Commissioner, you mean commissioners?
Commissioners, sorry. What did I say?
Councillors.
I'm sorry. These conditions will apply until such time as a functional and effective integrated strategic planning framework is submitted to and approved by the Commissioners. The corporate performance assessments endorsed at the ordinary...
Excuse me, is this a B or continuation?
A B, sorry. The corporate performance assessments endorsed at the April ordinary council meeting relating to the business excellence framework audit, customer service, community and stakeholder engagement and human resource management and organisational development have been completed and submitted to and considered by the Commissioners. C, a value for money audit is to be undertaken within 6 months of the date of budget adoption on specific business units identified by the Commissioners. The business units subject to this audit will be identified on or before the 20th of July 2018. D, the strategic community plan is reviewed and an engagement process undertaken that can capture the aspirations of residents, ratepayers, major city stakeholders, including the state government, in order to develop a shared vision for the city in line with, but not limited to, the objects provided in Section 4 of the City of Perth Act 2016. a corporate business plan informed by the strategic community plan containing at least 4 years of revenue and expenditure forecasts that can effectively guide and inform the commissioners and or council with their decision making on resource allocation and program and service delivery is submitted to and approved by the commissioners. F, an organisational structure is submitted to the commissioners for endorsement that is aligned with the vision of the community plan and the corporate business plan and is reflected in the workforce plan. G, a business plan for the City of Perth Parking Business Unit containing at least 4 years of revenue and expenditure forecast that can effectively guide and inform the commissioners and or council with their decision making on all aspects of the parking business is submitted and approved by the commissioners. And G, the City of Perth Parking Business Plan, Workforce Plan and Asset Management Plan are clearly integrated with the Corporate Business Plan and accommodated by the City's future financial capacity and strategic vision.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second the motion.
Commissioner, do you wish to speak to the motion, Commissioner Hammond?
I believe that it's important that major expenditure and the way forward is guided by re-engagement with our important stakeholders and also a more robust financial strategic planning framework.
Thank you. Any comment from you, Commissioner McMath?
I support the amended or the new motion. I think that it encapsulates the opportunity to take a fresh look at the work that's already being done and align our strategic resource allocations with that. So I'm happy to support that.
Do you wish to exercise a right of reply, Commissioner Hammond?
No, Chair.
In that case, I'll put the motion of those in favour. Endorsed. I'd just like to make a statement on this matter. just for the record. Firstly, on behalf of the commissioners, I'd like to firstly commend the staff through the CEO effort in compiling a difficult budget in difficult times. I also note that the staff have tried to take into account the economic climate operating on the City of Perth as well as the state in general, but particularly for the City, and that the revenue being raised is minimised in terms of rate increase and impact on its ratepayers and stakeholders. Staff have been commended for that. The other issue, I think, which has been picked up other than the normal resolution initially moved by commissioners was the second part of the motions, is that the commissioners are wishing to ensure that when they leave the city that we have a clear shared strategic vision for the city supported by aligned and integrated strategies, policies and actions, bearing in mind that we are living in a very difficult environment in terms of the fiscal environment. Speaking for myself personally, I don't believe that fiscal environment is going to change overnight, even though there is optimism in the perhaps economic reporting. There is certainly still issues which impact on the city, well beyond the norm which perhaps would occur on perhaps I'd say other local governments in the region. Those impacts are obviously if impacts affects the trading ability of the city's stakeholders, the ratepayers who are living within the city, as well as the need for the city to have a very active, open and effective engagement and enhancement of activities in the city to support its economic development. It is doing some excellent work through its local planning strategies, etc., but they have to be aligned with future budget implications. We need to ensure that the city is able to take it into account in the future, current and potential future financial constraints, which may have a major impact on the city, but at the same time have a clear, effective and integrated strategic vision for moving the city forward, regardless of those impacts. That is the intent of, one, adopting the budget, as been indicated, but also adopting the budget subject to the other actions which Commissioner Hannan has outlined. I wish to ensure that, in terms of any media comment, this is not taken as a criticism of the city staff or the future, but is actually a reflection of what the commissioners see as their corporate responsibilities on behalf of the body corporate to ensure that we are satisfied with the assistance of the staff that we're in the best position for the future. And that is purely the intent of adopting this motion in that regard. Again, reiterate my appreciation to the staff through the CEO for their work in compiling the budget to date, and look forward to over the next 3 months ensuring that our next budget review, but also importantly the 2019 to 2020 budget, is the best possible for the future of the city, not only for that financial year but the ongoing financial years. So thank you for listening to my comments. On that basis, there's no other business, Mr. CEO?
None, Chair.
Thank you. In that case, I declare the meeting closed. Thank you.